pre-recorded today. Couldn't make it live down to the studio because I've been vacationing in New York City. We've been taking a trip down there for the past hour or so, and well, there's more sights to see, so why don't we stop in again, see what else we can have. But first, before that, last week on the show we celebrated Canada Day, and as always, a few days later, we can't forget about our friends down south. And so why don't we play a couple, seeing the 4th of July in the States is always pretty amazing. So why don't we play a couple of 4th of July songs? That's going to segue into another big topic and, well, whatever else. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Just ain't the same.
Francy from his live album, The First Set, with a very touching song, as all of the Francy songs are, I guess, called The Fourth of July. Before that, we heard Fourth of July by Joe Purdy, title track to his record. And we heard Dave Alvin in there with the classic Fourth of July. Yeah, that was this week. And that last Francy song kind of alluded to, well, not so much alluded to, but blatantly referred to the atrocities that happened in New York in 2001. And he's actually got another great song about that, and I thought I'd play that, as well as a few more commemorative songs about the bad stuff that happened and the rising up of good people as a result. Let's go back to his Skating Rink album this time. This one's called Grim Cathedral. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
On the grim cathedral's arch of wall, towers over dust on
Brooklyn, New York. A song called A Little Less Like Hell from his first full-length solo record. Creatively titled Alex Deason. Before that, John Hyatt with a great song from his album Dirty Jeans and Mudslide Hymns, When New York Had Her Heart Broke. And John Hyatt is one of a number of people who actually had records released on September the 11th, 2001, and those records almost all universally bombed and were completely forgotten about. But I picked up John's record that came out that day. It's called When the Tiki Bar is Open, and I think it's a fine record. So there you go. We heard Lucy Kaplansky in there from her album The Red Thread. We heard Land of the Living. We heard the great one, man, I just never get tired of that one, Cover My Eyes from Lisa Wynn from her great album Out From Under. And David Francie kicked off that set with a song called Grim Cathedral. Let's try not to be quite so heavy and sad and miserable and, you know, play a few more. We've got time for a few more, don't we? Here's Rose Cousins, If You Were For Me, is the name of the record. Here's One New York Ago, and tell the band to go home. guest in town's Earl there. That was a triple shot of Earls. That was One More Night in Brooklyn from his Harlem River Blues record. Forgot how much I liked that one. Title track before that to the same record, Harlem River Blues. And before that, Dear Old Dad, Steve Earle, from his very New York record, Washington Square Serenade. We heard Down Here Below. Note that I did not play that ridiculous and awful song, City of Immigrants, because it's stupid. And we heard one in New York ago from the lovely Rose Cousins. Rose will be in town in August, actually, for the Canada Summer Games. Have you seen the lineup for this thing? It's crazy. All kinds of great people are coming to play the Forks, and it's free. It's ridiculous. Look it up. Loverboy's coming. Hey, let's have some fun. Let's go down to Harlem by the Sea. Here's the Shadowy Men, Shadowy Planet. We'll be right back. is going to be fun. That's the Bottle Rockets there from the album The Brooklyn Side with Radar Gun. Before that, Harlem by the Sea from the great Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet from Savvy Showstoppers. We got to go. Stay tuned for Dagwood Radio and Connor coming up next. Liking that show a lot. Hopefully you'll stick around for that. Hopefully you'll come back for us next week live again, 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com and stay tuned for all kinds of great